Christians, a lot of Christians have this idea that, you know, we all read the Bible. You know, the Jews are the Old Testament or the New Testament. Mm-hmm. But the New Testament, the relationship between the New Testament and the Old Testament, it's not a sequel. The New Testament and the theology in it replaces the theology of the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament, you have a religion that's based on the people of Israel. They make sacrifices at the temple. They have rabbis. They have the law. But when Jesus arrives, he changes everything because he becomes the law. We say that he is the law. The law is embodied in him. So the Jews are saying, well, the law of Moses says, you have to stone this woman. And he says, well, I'm the law. He says, let he who is without sin casts the first stone. He completes and fulfills and perfects the law. He personifies the law. So in the same way that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments in the Ark of the Covenant, God gave us the law through Mary. We see Mary as the new Ark of the Covenant. We see Jesus as the new Ten Commandments. She carried him in her womb, just like the Ark carried the Old Testament. He is the law. He fulfills the law, just like the Old Testament was the law. And then when Jesus dies on the cross, the veil is torn inside the temple. And within a generation, the temple itself is destroyed. You know, there's always talk about the temple. The temple itself is destroyed because Jesus becomes the new temple. There's no need for a temple. There's no need for animal sacrifices. He becomes a sacrifice. So in the Old Testament, they're sacrificing animals. They talk about the red heifer. They're trying to do that. God gives us a more perfect sacrifice. He offers up himself. And so this is where a lot of the Protestants say, well, you know, we need to support Israel because the Bible says those who bless Israel will be blessed. But Israel—
but they're talking about the family.
Well, they're talking about— that's in the book of Genesis. And the book of Genesis is talking about what is Israel in the Old Testament and the first covenant that God makes with the Jewish people. When Jesus comes, just like everything else, Israel's transformed. The law's changed, the priesthood has changed, the temple has changed, and Israel changes. What was the family and the race becomes the body of Christ. He says there is neither Jew nor Gentile. The new Israel is the Christians. We're the new Israel. If you believe in Christ, you're now the chosen people. You enter into the covenant with God. You're grafted onto that tree. And so that's a theological difference that we call supersessionist has with these dispensationalist Christians.
Yeah, because I always hear Republicans saying they are God-chosen people.
Right.
That's not necessarily true.
Not anymore, no.